Word on Today FM.
Charlie Weston, personal finance editor of the Irish Independent, is with us as he is every week. And Charlie, before we get to all your ideas that you have as to what the new incoming government could do to lower people's day-to-day living costs, I want you to address, please, what happened to PTSB last Friday. A technical issue, which on the day I think they said they had resolved for the majority of customers. But I'll tell you, on Monday, we got lots of messages in from listeners giving out that they were still waiting to get access to their pay from over the weekend.
And they were very angry with me as well, Matt, because I wrote that the majority of accounts were restored, but large numbers were not restored. And still on Monday and Tuesday, I was getting emails and messages from people saying, I still haven't had my payments. These are payments for like salaries and pensions that people were expecting because we're coming into Christmas. It was obviously Friday was Black Friday, and people weren't getting pensions. They were very rattled by this. There was a major problem. Permanent TSB were saying that they use a big European bank, or European based bank, an American bank, Citibank, that processes their payments. There was a problem on that side, and the payments were not processed, and people didn't get paid what they were due to be paid, direct debits wouldn't have gone out of accounts either. So the bank was going to waive fees if people got into overdraft situations, but it was incredibly frustrating for people. And remember, Matt, this is just 3 weeks after there was a problem with online banking for PTSB as well. So people are fed up with this. And then there was a further problem on Monday, because one of the files that was supposed to be processed by Citibank on behalf of PTSB wasn't processed. So a whole loads of people still hadn't got payments, and they're just very annoyed. A lot of people onto me saying, how do I go about switching bank? This just isn't good enough. The central bank, I know, have been all over them like a rash, which is what you would expect, but it just isn't good enough. It just isn't good enough at this time of year. People have enough to worry about without, I was getting messages from people saying, am I safe to go out and do my shopping? But the apps went down as well. The PTSB app went down. So people couldn't see whether or not they were good to go out and spend money on their debit card. So,
Charlie, and if you had things like standing orders, direct debits set up, would the bank going to honour those, or could you end up having a black mark against your credit record that even though you actually had the money, that it wasn't registered by Permanent TSB, or they were unable to process the transaction for you?
Yeah, well, this is going to be a major headache for them, and hard luck, lads. But so it is a headache for you and PTSB. If you had a direct debit to go out, or a standing order, and it didn't go out, and you got yourself into an arrears situation, and you would normally incur a fee from the bank for that, they have to waive all that. They have to go back and check all of this stuff. And if you spot anything on your account which they've missed in terms of, they've charged you for one of these things, or a payment hasn't gone through, you get onto the bank straight away. They kept their phone lines open for long periods over the weekend to try and resolve some of these issues, but some of these issues haven't been resolved. So you won't incur any payment, you won't have any black mark on your credit record on the central credit register because of this, but just make doubly sure that something that hasn't been missed, and that a payment that should have gone through didn't, or that that they're trying to charge you for something that you should have paid.
Okay, let's move on to what you want whoever makes up the new government, and look, it's going to be Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, supported by a couple of independents, but they're going to have to hammer out a programme for government. And given that the cost of living was a major issue for many people when it came to voting, you have picked out a number of things that you believe should be in this programme for government, implemented immediately to make things better for consumers. And I think you want to start with energy prices.
You're absolutely right, Matt. Look, overall, it's a very expensive country. As we know, the one of the most expensive countries in Europe. We pay a premium for everything, it seems. We're on average 43% more expensive for goods and services in this country than other European countries, and it isn't acceptable. And as you say, Matt, cost of living was a major issue. So any program or government needs to have a number of items in it. And as you say, energy is one of the first ones. Look at our electricity is among the most expensive in Europe. Only Germany at the moment is more expensive electricity. We're way up there when it comes to gas as well. And why is that? I think we need a major, major in-depth consumer focused review of why it's so expensive in this country to have energy. We're still paying 70-80% more than we were before the energy crisis started. There's very little emphasis on the consumer side of things. Instead of that, we get the government whacking on extra costs like carbon tax on your gas bills, network charges, which are going up 100 euros on your electricity, 60 on your gas, a levy, a PSO levy, they call it, public service obligation to help fund wind farms. And, you know, wind farms have not delivered the savings they were promised to. Data centres are using about 20% of the output of our electricity stations. Why is that cost so high? And the programme for government as well has to have a commitment to keep the VAT on our energy bills at 9%. It was only temporarily reduced to 9% from 13.5%. But I think that really needs to stay.
I think that is in place, isn't it, for 2025, according to the last budget. But that's something that'll be reviewed again next October, presumably.
It's due to end in about April, as far as I can remember, Matt. Yeah. So, look, at the other thing is carbon tax. You know, the rationale for that was it's on your gas and your heating, home heating oil. It's not on your electricity. The rationale there was to kind of make gas expensive because it's a fossil fuel and it's polluting, so that people would consider other kinds of energy use, which hopefully would be produced by more renewables. But the increases we've had in gas prices are equivalent to about 10 carbon tax rises, 10 annual carbon tax rises. Do we really need another whack to come in carbon tax? Because it's due to double over the next couple of years. I think that's something that should be examined. Do we really need to keep increasing carbon tax in this country? Also, is the ESB too dominant? You know, they were due to build a couple of power stations because we're tight on supply. They pulled out of those deals. Now, they're denying, despite accusations in the Dáil, that the ESB was too dominant and was abusing its dominant position. The ESB denied that, and that has to be said. But, you know, question marks around the delivery of wind farms as well. I was on to Paul Dean of University College Cork. He's an expert in energy. He reckons, look, it's going to take a while for wind farms to deliver the savings we were promised. They're not happening at the moment. So all around, it's just a mess. It's not delivering for consumers. So there needs to be a commitment to looking at ways to reduce the costs, energy costs. It's a key component across the economy for everybody, not just for consumers. So I think it's important that they focus on that one, Matt.
Charlie, but you've already mentioned the VAT and that, but I believe that you want more goods to be put on a lower price than the highest rate of VAT.
Yeah, we have one of the highest rates in the Western world, Matt, 23%. It's called the standard rate. But this has evolved into a mess as well. That 23% used to be on luxury goods. That's what it used to be considered. And remember, it was temporarily put up to 23% in 2012 from 21. And it's one of those temporary measures like the USC, it's become permanent. Petrol and diesel are VAT rated at the highest rate, 23%, the standard rate. Shampoo, toilet rolls. Now, they are not luxuries. Toothpaste, 23%. On the other side of it, Matt, caviar, zero rated. A luxury good like caviar is zero rated. And there's all sorts of nonsense going on. If you buy a second-hand home, no VAT. If you buy a brand new home, 13% VAT. If you buy a tea bags, it's exempt from VAT. If you take a takeaway tea, there's VAT on it. So I think there needs to be a major examination of the kind of...
Charlie, two things though in that.
Yes.
Right, there's two things on that. One is that I think VAT raises about 22 billion euro a year, and there will be a reluctance on the part of the state to actually take in less money. That would be a narrowing of the tax band. So that's the most important thing, that the government will actually argue against a reduction of what money it takes in, because it says it has bills to cover.
I get that, Matt. I get that. And I'll give you the figure that it's out about 20 minutes ago. The VAT receipts up to November, the end of November, 21.4 billion euros, up 6.4%.
So it's going to be well over 22 billion for the year.
It will be well over 22 billion. And remember, it's incredibly regressive as well, Matt. I didn't say that. You know, I mean, it hits poorer people much harder than it hits wealthier people.
But that's a good argument, Charlie, isn't it, for actually saying that the fairest way to reduce the burden on people who have low spending power is to reduce VAT?
It is. I think, you know, I think we concentrate a lot on the USC and we're annoyed by it. But I think VAT which is a tax on consumption of goods and services, really needs to be examined. We could do it. I think we could do it a major examination of why we're charging 22% on standard goods people have to have. You know, and it wouldn't necessarily mean we'd raise less from it, but I mean just. Put it into a situation where it's fairer on people and it's not hitting poorer people so hard. Especially.
Okay, you also want, we have a little bit of time, very little time left, motor and home insurance costs to be brought down. How?
Yeah, well, look, competition is the saviour here, and you know the incumbents won't like that. At least we've had three new players come into the market this year. Revolut on the motor side, Fastnet, a company nobody will have heard of. They're an IFSC-based insurer who sell through brokers. And Outsurance is a big South African company which is building a bit of presence in the market, and that is going to help a lot. I think the government, the previous governments have had what they call a reform agenda. You know, they've had a insurance reform cabinet subcommittee that needs to stay in place, because insurance costs are rising again and have been for over a year. So we need to maintain that. We also need to do more to try and discourage people taking litigation for minor injuries. You know, the legal costs are enormous on that. We never ever got to the bottom of legal costs and why they're so high and why so many people continue to go through the courts for claims when you can get exactly the same amount of money through the resolution board, Matt.
And very quickly, tell us about how you want to deal with food and shrinkflation.
Matt, we have figures on food inflation, but they're not accurate, because all the time, manufacturers are reducing the size or the quantity of goods that we buy. It happens every single week. And, you know, I think there should be a requirement on manufacturers that they produce signs that the retailers can put on these products to say, look, at this product has been reduced in size. We're charging the same amount, but we're asking, you know, we're giving you less. To do it in France, to do it in Hungary, we really should do it here too. It's only fair. It's a very underhand rip-off of people when they're paying exactly the same amount for a good, and yet there's less of it in the pack.
Thank you very much. Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor of the Irish Independent.
The Last Word on Today FM.